You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. At the tail end of January, a new update broke in the ongoing story of financial mismanagement at Cap Radio. Former Cap Radio general manager June Reyna was criminally charged for allegedly embezzling money from the public media station for years. These charges come after a 2023 audit from the California State University Chancellor's Office, and they uncovered years of financial mismanagement at the public media station. Reyna is expected to return to court on April 1st, and we will continue to follow this story. We have a newsroom here at Cap Radio independently reporting on our employer. But today we'd like to bring you an update on another long-running story involving Cap Radio and fellow public media outlet KVIE, Sacramento's PBS affiliate, and a nonprofit organization called the Capital Public Radio Endowment. There is an ongoing disagreement over who rightfully owns the KXJZ tower that transmits Cap Radio signal. But recent reporting in the Sacramento Bee shows that before the legal battle of the transmission tower began, there was a push from KVIE and the endowment to merge Cap Radio with the TV station, with KVIE looking to buy Cap Radio's broadcast license from Sac State or enter into a long-term operating agreement with the university. Ishani Desai is a reporter at the Sac Bee and is here to take us through her reporting on those merger efforts and why they were ultimately unsuccessful. And just a note, following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or executive reviewed this conversation before broadcast. Welcome to Insight, Ishani.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what we're going to get into is pretty complicated, and you have gone through so many documents and have filed so many public information requests. So we're going to try and distill this for the listener. We have talked numerous times on Insight about Cap Radio's financial crisis, and part of that surrounds disagreement around this broadcasting tower. So can you give listeners just a brief summary of this tower situation? What should they know?
Sure. Yes, it is very, very complicated. So I'll do my best. Basically, back in 2023, after that audit you mentioned came out, Cap Radio was in a little bit of a financial situation, a little bit of a financial trouble. And from that kind of emerged this plan from the endowment, which is basically a nonprofit that is separate from the university and Cap Radio, but it is meant to support Cap Radio. It was created back in the 90s or so, and at least it's lineage traces back to the 90s, and it provides money to support Cap Radio. It was concerned about Cap Radio's state, and it wanted to, the members of this nonprofit came to KVIE and said, perhaps we should explore a partnership here in order to save the station. That was at least their kind of initial conversation. It's also worth mentioning at that time, Cap Radio's interim general manager, Tom Carlo, he had also decided to have a conversation with KVIE, a very kind of introductory, exploratory conversation, also in 2023, to decide, hey, perhaps you and I should, Cap Radio and KVIE should merge. Those conversations began to take place. There were meetings in early 2024 with Cap Radio and KVIE and Sac State. Eventually, what happened is Sac State and Cap Radio said, we're okay. We'd actually prefer not to merge and not to give Cap Radio over to KVIE. Well, that didn't stop any sort of effort from the endowment to try and get a merger going. And when those talks failed yet again, in March 2023, the endowment decided to donate a very important and key asset for Cap Radio to KVIE. It donated a tower that's in Alberta and Cap Radio uses to broadcast its news. And it donated to KVIE basically saying that the tower has some disrepair, And we want to put this very important asset in the hands of someone who, an organization that can take care of it. Now, it's also worth mentioning that Cap Radio and Sac State have disputed that. They have said that the tower was actually did not need the repairs that the endowment is saying. Once that transfer was made, which caught Cap Radio off guard, and the university itself, there were talks amongst the two to try to resolve this, but eventually that did not happen. And KVIE and Cap Radio filed lawsuits in Sacramento Superior Court trying to figure out who owns the tower and the land. The endowment had donated the land on which the tower sits.
And where does that stand today?
So right now, both KVIE and Cap Radio and the endowment are in settlement negotiations. Basically, they're trying to settle this outside of court. We shall see what results from that.
And you touched upon the distinction between the Cap Radio endowment and Cap Radio. So if someone has supported or donated to Cap Radio, you're supporting, you know, the operations here. The endowment is more for sustainability, right? Like if you're donating to the endowment, you're donating to the sustainability and the future of Cap Radio.
That's right. And there's also some board members on the endowment who once served on Cap Radio's board for a long time. And so they've now stepped away because of term limits or whatever reason. And so they have decided to just sort of play kind of a background involvement in helping to financially support the station.
And we've had the endowment on our show about a year or so ago when this dispute first came to light. And there was the argument that even though it's titled the Cap Radio Endowment, it's actually for the benefit of public media, which is why they could involve KVIE since they are a public media outlet. I guess what stands out to you about that argument?
You know, that's a really interesting argument. There is some kernel of that my reporting has shown. My colleague Tom Phillips' reporting has shown. He's an opinion columnist, but he's also been digging into this as well. He and I work separately. But back in 2011, the California State University System also conducted another audit of auxiliaries, which is basically what Cap Radio is under Sacramento State. And they found that the endowment was perhaps could not operate as it had been. And from that sort of emerged this conversation of how do we allow the endowment to exist as it does, but also have it be authorized and recognized under the CSU system. And there came sort of a decision by actually then CFO June Reyna to alter the endowment's mission statement and have it not just be supporting Cap Radio, but have a little bit of a broader perspective. Now, I don't know how exactly far it went in terms of just having supporting public media. I don't think the reporting has borne that out, but it definitely, the mission statement for the endowment was expanded.
Okay. And as I mentioned off the top, I mean, you have looked at so many internal documents and email exchanges over a pretty long span from October of 2023 through April of 2024. So that's why you're telling us about this change that was made with the Cap Radio endowment back in 2011, correct? But this endowment has been around since, what, the 90s? So was that change, that public media change, was that communicated to the community? Like if someone had donated to the Cap Radio endowment in the 90s, would they know that a change like that was made in 2011?
I don't think so. I also wasn't around in 2011. So, you know, there's that factor to take into consideration. I don't know how prominent the endowment was broadcasting itself like that in 2011. I don't think that the general public may have known, but certainly insiders here at Cap Radio and perhaps on the broader public media scene would definitely kind of understand the relationship between the two.
Have you been able to talk with the endowment?
For this story, we could not. And the reason is because they are like I mentioned before, in settlement negotiations and discussions, and those are closed door. Those are out of the public's view, and so they declined to talk to us.
Mm. What has KVIE said about all of this? Have you been able to get them on the record?
KVIE, for this story that I wrote, also declined to comment because of the settlement negotiations. But they have said in the past that their interest is to make sure that public media survives in this region. Their interest is to make sure that Cap Radio as well thrives and is trying to do the best that it can to make sure that this information or public media is available for the region.
And what has Cap Radio said when you talk to leadership here?
Yeah. Cap Radio, their main takeaway has been that we ought to try to resolve this situation, this lawsuit, as soon as we can, and also as well try to, I think in the very initial, Cap Radio, like I said, was blindsided by all of this, and I think that was their kind of take at the very beginning, that this was not something that we expected. But I think their statements to me have been so far, let's try to resolve this situation.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with reporter Ishani Desai from the Sacramento Bee about Sacramento public media organizations Cap Radio and KVIE, which are still locked in an ongoing legal battle over ownership of a broadcasting tower. To dive a little bit into the timeline, because it does get murky, and as I mentioned, this is complicated. You mentioned off the top that former interim general manager at Cap Radio, Tom Carlo, entertained the idea of a merger integrating Cap Radio and KVIE. Ultimately, that did not come to fruition. But then at one point, did that shift from an integration to KVIE trying to get the radio station's licenses?
Right. So that's a great question. Our reporting shows that in Tom Carlo and David Lowe, who is KVIE's general manager and president, they had a conversation in August of 2023. The endowment, and separate from that, approached David Lowe and asked to perhaps get this going in late 2023. So both the KVIE and David Lowe approached Sacramento State with their proposal of this integration in February of 2024. Once that conversation was had between all of the parties, Sacramento State did not, at least in the endowment's view, return their phone calls and emails and communications further on that. And that's when things kind of take a twist. That's when the endowment, after that February 2024 proposal to merge the two, integrate the two, rather, happens. That's when the endowment really brings up to Sacramento State, there is a tower that needs repair. There is, we have to assert our right and obligation as well on that tower to ensure that it can operate well. And this happens fairly quickly. No communication goes forward after the endowment is bringing up the tower to Sacramento State, and the endowment donates the tower, or the land, I should say, to KVIE at the end of March 2024.
And that's what's currently being contested in court.
That's correct, yeah.
From what you can tell from all of the documents and emails and correspondences that you've looked at, what did Sac State want of the Cap Radio endowment? I mean, you mentioned, you know, about a decade or so ago, an audit kind of questioned the legitimacy of the endowment because Cap Radio is an auxiliary part of Sac State, part of the CSU system. So I guess following this financial audit and this crisis, what did they want of the endowment?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. It's interesting. There was actually another audit that came out in 2023 as well, the one that pointed out a lot of mismanagement at Cap Radio. And as a part of that, there was a section of that audit that talked about how the endowment is operating unauthorized, quote, unauthorized. That was the direct word in the audit. And there had to be the audit recommended the university to not recognize the endowment anymore. And that prompted a lot of concern for the endowment members because they had been for decades operating under the assumption that they can financially support CAP Radio. And so that did cause a lot of concern for the endowment, especially in later 2023, early 2024. That was also kind of a motivation of theirs in this donation of the land, to kind of figure out how do we move forward now that the university is going to, quote, recognize us as unauthorized. And that prompted a lot of these conversations as well.
Mm. So following that, when it comes to the endowment, I think people might be interested in knowing, because people can donate and financially support the endowment. Do you have an idea of how much money the endowment has and where that money stands?
I do not. I don't know off the top of my head. I wish I did. There are certainly filings in which one, tax filings that one could look that up.
I see. Okay. And when, so the, what's happening in court is in relation to the broadcast tower that transmits CAP Radio's signal. Is the legal dispute, does it also involve like who owns the money within the endowment?
I don't necessarily think so. There are, what is interesting is a judge will have to go through all of these documents that are tracing the involvement of the endowment and CAP Radio. And so there will be a lot of questions about how these two entities came to be, because that will help to determine who owns what.
You know, given that you've looked at so many documents and correspondences, and there's been an evolution in the time frame that you're looking at, what stands out to you about the verbiage and the evolution of just from these email exchanges that you've been privy to?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's one, the emails really provide a glimpse into how this public media landscape decides to operate behind the scenes in order to, one, ensure their survival, and two, ensure, of course, the survival of public media. And so there's, you can see how the endowment is worried about going away and having this tower that it says has allegedly needs repairs. And so it's trying to figure out, what do we do in that situation? How do we make sure that this very important asset survives? We have KVIE, who Tom Carlo has argued he called off the merger because he believed that KVIE's business plan wasn't completely sustainable. And so KVIE is also now put in this position of it wants to protect public media and itself. And so that conversation is a part of what we looked at. And of course, CAP Radio, at the end of the day, also is trying to make sure to recover from this financial mismanagement, trying to ensure that it can survive and make sure that its journalism is broadcast to people, and is now dealt with this situation of its tower being yanked away from it. And so now it is in a position of, we're dealing with so much already, and now we have to deal with this tower and trying to figure out the land and who owns what and dig into all these historical documents and hire lawyers and all of that, all of the kind of strain that comes with that. And so we have all of these different entities that are dealing with its own financial survival and its own thriving, but then also trying to make sure that public media survives.
Yeah. I mean, and we are still broadcasting. People can still listen to us, of course. So they may be wondering, where do things currently stand with regards to this broadcast tower?
Clearly, we're here. You can listen to us. Clearly, the station is still providing journalism every single day, its own independent journalism, original reporting every single day. So that is not been taken away. KVIE has said that it wants to allow CAP Radio to continue using the tower. So that access has not been taken away. At least it said so. The KBIE said so in the past. So it is, though all of this is kind of going on behind the scenes, I don't think it has necessarily disrupted the work.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when this could be resolved? Because it's in mediation right now, correct?
Correct. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's the big question.
Yes, for sure.
Finally, Ishani, I mean, you have been following CAP Radio's saga and legal troubles, including its general manager being arrested for charges that involve embezzlement. What has stood out to you about just following the public media station during this time and also getting that hindsight with these public records requests and looking at documents in a really intimate and in-depth way?
Great question. Yeah, it's been a bit of a pet project of mine. It's been really, I thought it was very important that we provide answers for people who are wondering what happened, for people who are concerned about the well-being of CAP Radio. I thought it was important that people kind of understand there are definitely perhaps things that were done wrong in the past, but then there's also reporters and journalists and editors here who deeply care about public media and deeply care about its mission and are doing their best every single day to make sure that that focus doesn't go away.
Yeah, both our newsroom and our music station, which is equally important. Ishani, thank you so much for joining us and helping distill a really complicated but important topic.
Thank you for having me.
Ishani Desai is a reporter at the Sacramento Bee, discussing Sacramento public media organizations, CAP Radio and KVIE, still locked in an ongoing legal battle over ownership of a broadcasting tower. And just a note, following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no CAP Radio corporate official or executive reviewed this conversation before broadcast. You can read Ishani's reporting. She has been reporting on CAP Radio in-depthly over the last year plus. CAP Radio also has its own independent newsroom that is reporting on its employer independently. Still ahead, a Nevada County Film Festival has been inspiring a love for nature through film for nearly a quarter decade. The Wild and Scenic Film Festival is returning this weekend for its 24th season. We'll talk to the director of the festival. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.